in Montreal.
Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. After 10 years, an ecological corridor project is seeing a return of indigenous species in the Côte-des-Neiges Notre-Dame-de-Grâce borough. The Darlington Ecological Corridor has now been running for a decade. The project saw a number of successes in 2024. The Darlington Ecological Corridor is a project aiming to connect natural spaces in the city, providing a link so plants can grow and animals can migrate with little disruption. It connects the Mont-Royal Park along a nearby railway and along Darlington Ave through the heart of Côte-des-Neiges to the old hippodrome in Notre-Dame-de-Grâce. Listen to Joseph Chamoun, project agent at the Darlington Ecological Corridor, tell the story of why the project started 10 years ago.
There was a population of red foxes in the Mont Royal that almost went extinct. There was a lot there usually, but 12 years ago, we sort of didn't see any anymore. And then around 10 years ago, a few popped up again. And so the founder of the corridor, Alexandre Baudouin, asked himself, how did they come here? But more importantly, what can we do to help them? And it was from that idea that the idea of the corridor came to life.
It wasn't just red foxes disappearing from the area. A number of indigenous species of plants and trees were getting slimmer as well. So the corridor began with the support of the borough of Notre-Dame-de-Grâce. 10 years later, the project is working.
This summer, like 2024 summer, we saw a red fox in the hippodrome, which is even more further away in our corridor path, which was also extremely exciting. So it works.
In 2024, the Darlington Ecological Corridor Project planted over 600 indigenous plants, many of them necessary for pollinators. They've also seen successes in their microforest along the route. Here's Chamoun again.
This year, we observed plants, indigenous plants, that we didn't plant in the microforest, pop up spontaneously there, which is a great sign. It shows that it is a place where biodiversity can thrive.
With these successes in the area, the now decade-old program is expected to continue and expand, looking to plant more in the hippodrome and looking to connect more natural areas across NDG.
With how drastically climate change is happening, and with how a lot of like new species have been introduced over the past 100 years, indigenous plants, a lot of them are having a hard time keeping up. They're having a hard time surviving in this new sort of ecosystem, which is the city. And so having little pods for them, having little places where it's just for indigenous plants, where they can thrive, where they can be safe, and then where we see them pop up again is extremely important. It shows that nature wants to come back. There's that change that needs to happen. And when we see those things, when we see the fox, when we see indigenous plants spontaneously popping up, it gives us hope. And it tells us that the work we're doing is great work.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
For January 13th, Monday at 11th, I'm Maxwell, the show's REVC. By the way, you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. That's the part I didn't say. I'm exhausted. It's the first day of classes. Can you believe it? We're already there. Usually, okay guys, I feel like usually it starts on like a Tuesday or something, right? It's not normally a Monday, whatever. It's the 63rd episode. That may mean nothing to you, but 63 is my lucky number. Why is it my lucky number? Well, one time when I was a child playing apples to apples, I had a hand where I had Michael Jordan and Doctor Who. And Doctor Who started in 63, and Michael Jordan was born 63, and now I see it everywhere. And also, I just love multiples of nine. Anyway, we're gonna listen to some of my favorite tracks. in between that, we're going to listen to some new music. You know, you gotta. You just gotta. But we're going to have a fun day, and we're going to open up with one of my favorites, a Sufjan demo off that Avalanche Outtake album, the Henny Buggy Band. And then some Nilsson, and then some more fun.
Way back in jungle down there.
Listening to CJLO 1690 AM, or you're tuned in across the World Wide Web at CJLO.com. I'm Maxwell. You're listening to the show REVC. What a great track. You just heard Hideaway. That's the Olivia Tremor Control, the Merge classic off the album Black Foliage. Were they Merge or were they Elephant Six? Please don't even correct me. Before that, it was It's a Jungle Out There, Harry Nilsson off of that Dui en Mon D. Before that, the Henny Buggy Band off, like I said, that Illinois outtake album, The Avalanche. We're going to keep this thing rolling with some new music. There's new Panda Bear, new Squid, new Happy Some Things. We're going to take a listen to it right after these ads.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Sydney Sheedy.
And I'm Piper Curtis.
We are the producers of Discordia, a 10-part audio docuseries for CJLO 1690 AM, funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada Radio Meters Program.
Tune in on Monday, January 13th at 6 p.m. for the third episode of Discordia. This one is on the 2002 Netanyahu riot, wherein we explore the lead-up, clash, and aftermath of Benjamin Netanyahu's scheduled visit to Concordia University in September of 2002.
On CJLO 1690 AM.
Tune in to Mo Read Mo Radio for some amazing jams from the worlds of Latin American rhythmic music. Saturdays at 5 p.m. only on CJL.
Mo Read Mo with Mr. B.
Yeah. almost anything is sharp and warm. Some kerosene, I light the shoes, 'cause I've seen everything like a murderer saying lonely things. A flame came out his nose and mouth. A flame came out almost anything. Those plastic foods on the windowsill, there is no taste, just an empty gaze. Frank's my friend, no true. No true American. Frank's my friend. No true American.
It's been a long time coming, but you're almost there. It's been a long drive over, but we're almost here. There's only one thing left to do. You've got to take your time, there's plenty of it now. Make your plans while you rest a while. Soon enough, we'll soon be here somehow. And your friends are forming friendly queues. The well wishes are all for you. You'll make it through. Are crowding, you choose not to listen.
Listening to CJLO 1690 AM, or you're tuning across the World Wide Web at CJLO.com. I'm Maxwell. The show, it's REVC. You just heard Pangea by Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin, off of the MySpace classic, Broom. Before that, the new Happy Somethings, You'll Make It Through, coming out with an album, Felt. Before that, the new Squid, Building 650. Doesn't that sound like a King Gizzard thing? Something about the guitar, it sounds so like when they did the five albums, was Microtonal. The Microtonal but Flying Bananas. It sounds just like that. Before that, the new Panda Bear. Now that thing sounds good. This is going to be his poppiest album. Now that Pangea, that was not a new song. That's rolling out the REVC archive, and let's roll some more out of the REVC archive for the next 15. Here's the sixths.
I was
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM Montreal, or tuned in across the World Wide Web at CJLO.com. I'm Maxwell. The show, it's REVC. Happy first day of classes, everyone. You just heard Your Magic is Working of Montreal. Get you in the mood for some Valentine's Day rolling up, huh? Some Valentine's Day. That's off Satanic Panic in the Attic, their fifth album. Before that, Already by Jail, the Halifax Jail, off that classic, So Wound. Before that, How Can I Love You If You Won't Lie Down, Silver Jews, of course. That's one. That one's on Tanglewood Numbers. And before that, The Laws Have Changed, the new Pornographers, Right to the Throne. We've got to keep it rolling. We've got to keep it rolling. After these ads, why do these arms feel so cold?
Concordia Relay for Life is inviting you to an extravagant soiree this January 19th at 6 p.m. on the 9th floor of the JMSB building. The gala will showcase a diverse array of artwork from around the Concordia community, artist talks, and a look into fundraising for cancer research on campus. All proceeds will go to the Canadian Cancer Society, so bring your friends, dress to impress, and support a good cause during this elegant evening of culture and community. For more details, find us at Concordia Relay on Instagram or Facebook.
I say, what are you listening to there, old chap? Man, I'm listening to the Live Wire show on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 9 till 10 in the morning.
Join. gives us something to point. And London's a scratch on the lens. It's over before it begins. Silk round her neck falls down to her shoulders. The older I get, the more I suspect they're a trick. But really, there's no trip at all. Doesn't result in a fall or a faltering. But some folk could spit out the paint, even if it's real. Rolling away, missing the spoke, close to the ground like a wheel, but it's not a joke. Touching the phone, nobly wasting the night, but it isn't right. It's not right. Smelling for blood, praying for rain, running away isn't rough, but it's not enough.
Telling me when it's over.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM Montreal on that AM tuner, or you're across the world wide web at CJLO.com. I'm Maxwell. This show has been REVC, and you just heard Siberian Breaks off MGMT, the 12-minute track off Congratulations. We're about 11 minutes in, but the last minute's instrumental, and I don't have too much time. So let me just say, thank you. Thank you to the REVC listeners for getting us to 63 episodes. You know, this is truly my lucky number. I'm not making a big deal out of it or anything. I love this number, 63, for a little reason, and, always thought it would be cool if I made it to 63 across however many years, and this might be my last semester on CJLO, and so it's very nice to be able to make it to 63 on the very first show of the semester. This song is about to transition into our actual closing song, Lear in the Park, by Frog Eyes, of course. And, yeah, it's been a fun episode. Old classics, I don't even know what to say. You know what, I gotta get all my stuff together, I gotta go upload this episode, and then I'm sure you guys got stuff to do. So I'm gonna sign off right here, right now. I'll see you guys next week.